Since last night, hundreds of Saleh Ahmed supporters have staged demonstrations in Kassala and Port Sudan towns rejecting Prime Minister Hamdok's decision to fire Ahmed. Eyewitnesses in Kassala say it is impossible to enter or exit the two towns as protesters have blocked all roads. Red Sea State Governor Abdallah Shangri has declared a curfew in Port Sudan and Sawakin towns from 12 p.m. to 4 a.m. after tensions escalated in the area after Ahmed was relieved of his duties. Ahmed's opponents rejected his appointment from the start, saying he was not qualified to hold the position of governor. Ahmed remained in Khartoum ever since he took oath of office. He did not travel to Kassala for fear of being attacked. Speaking by phone from Kassala town, Muhammad Ahmed At-Tahir, one of the Beni Amir elders, says his community staged protests because they are unhappy with Hamdok for firing Ahmed. At-Tahir accuses Hamdok and the Coalition of Forces for Freedom and Change of siding with other communities in Kassala against the Beni Amir. At-Tahir says he cannot understand why Hamdok would let go of Ahmed while other governors still maintain their positions. He says he is aware that all governors are expected to be relieved of their posts once the Juba peace deal is implemented.
We expected Ahmed to be relieved along with other state governors within 2 weeks or 1 month. But we were surprised to hear such a decision, and it shows that the central government is supporting some ethnicities against others. We regard the relief of Ahmed as direct targeting of our tribe.
Eyewitnesses in Kassala say the main road entering Kassala from Khartoum, Port Sudan, El Girba, has been blocked by the supporters of Governor Ahmed. At-Tahir confirms that other residents from Port Sudan, New Halfa, Khashm El Girba, have joined the protesters against what he calls a cheap decision.
We are protesting now in Kassala, Port Sudan, Halfa, and Girba against the decision of Hamdok. All ports in Port Sudan and Sawakin are shut down, and we are expecting this demonstration to be extended to Gadarif. It is a big issue here, and it should be a clear message to our central government.
Last week, traditional leaders, youth, and intellectuals from the Beja community of Eastern Sudan blocked the main feeder road that links Khartoum to Port Sudan town, rejecting the peace agreement signed between the government and the rebel groups in Juba earlier this month. Abdallah Obshar, an intellectual from the Hadandawa tribe, supports Hamdok's decision to fire Ahmed, saying his appointment did not follow all the selection criteria. Obshar says he believes Kassala will experience peace after Ahmed's firing.
Now we feel that the government at last is becoming aware of the voices and interests of the people of Kassala by responding positively and through legal means to change the governor. This should not follow any tribal or ethnic dimension, nor should it be the result of pressure from any external forces.
Obshar says Ahmed's appointment was based on tribal lines, and that is why he was not welcomed by all communities in Kassala. He called on the transitional government in Khartoum to learn from the mistake of appointing Ahmed and appoint his replacement soon.
The communities of Kassala State and the entire Eastern Sudan are keen in their support of any appointment criteria that's based on competency. Even if the person is selected from outside Kassala, we don't have any problem with that. We only need someone who is capable of fulfilling his duties, and they should avoid any tribal appointments.
Intercommunal fighting has continued for months in Kassala and other parts of Eastern Sudan among the Beni Amir, Nuba, and Hadandaw communities. Some observers believe ever since the Bashir administration has been uprooted from Khartoum, former officials and their supporters are fueling tribal conflicts in the area. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.